What a huge day at the Olympics yesterday for Australia. We've already talked about this earlier in the show. We are number four on the medal tally behind China, the United States and Japan. I mean, those countries with their huge populations. What a phenomenal effort on behalf of our athletes. And the athlete I want to focus on right now is Logan Martin. He not only won the gold medal for the BMX riding, but that's the first ever gold medal for that event because it's the first time that BMX riding has been in the Olympics.
It's changed everything for me because if you told me a little while back that an Australian bloke named Logan was going overseas and taking his own push bike, I thought, well, he's going to enjoy Bali and he should get in travel insurance because he's going to get in trouble. Now, he's done us proud.
I picked up on something. So I was watching him on the Saturday evening as he was going into the grand final. So he won the gold medal yesterday, but on Saturday afternoon evening, he was competing to get into the final. Now, he was interviewed post-match. And I believe this was a slip up. No, he hasn't picked up on it. I don't think it's been mentioned again, but he is referring to his pregnant wife, Kimberly, back home. Now, for anybody who has gone to the ultrasound and found out what gender they're having, but then they've agreed that they won't tell anyone, which is, I imagine, what Kimberly and Logan had agreed. We won't tell anyone whether we're having a girl and a boy. Please enjoy this audio from the wonderful Channel 7 coverage. This is Logan Martin post-win.
Thanks to everyone that supports me back in Australia. I love my wife, Kimberly, and I love my son, Noah. We also have another child on the way. So I'm super excited about that in January. But yeah, thanks to everyone that supports me.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Having a boy. Congratulations, Logan.
Well, to be fair, sickest gender reveal ever. That's the Olympics.
Amazing.
That's way better than some dumb thing blowing up in your backyard.
The balloon popping.
Yeah. Oh, yuck.
We did the balloon popping.
Oh, jeez.
We did for my...
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you imagine the...
It was a beautiful moment.
It is. But can you imagine his mind? He's like, he's primed for a gold medal there. He's doing his shout out and you can actually hear the mental gymnastics as he's done the... another son on the way. I mean, another child on the way. Ah, Kimberly's going to kill me for that.
He'd get our way with it though.
Oh
Kimmy,
yes.
I've just made a final in the clock. Didn't know what I was saying. I'm not real good at interviews. I'm a BMX rider. It's my first ever interview.
Yeah, when I was born, it wasn't even a sport here and I'm in Tokyo with a medal. I'm sorry I made a mistake.
I'd love it. We would love it. 13, 10, 60 to hear from people who've also stuffed up their gender reveals because I did it. I found out I was having girls on both times and I convinced everybody that I didn't know the gender. And every time I came on air, and it became a running joke, every time I came on air, I'd say, you know, when I have the baby, he or she. And then I was talking about it another time and said, well, I'm going to be telling my daughter that she can't, you know, do that or that. So you can slip up. I know James Lake, our newsreader. Are you there, James?
Yes,
he always slips up.
You did a slip up.
Oh, so embarrassing. Chatting with some friends when we were pregnant with our second child. And
we?
My wife and I.
Claim that.
Sorry.
You weren't pregnant. You weren't pregnant.
And we were going to reveal the gender and someone just asked, you know, casually, oh, well, you know, your kids share a bedroom. And I said, oh, no, Spencer won't want to share with his sister.
Easy done.
Oh, it's no.
So
Jamie would have whipped you after that.
13, 10, 60. Have you had a gender reveal slip up you weren't supposed to? Maybe your partner was very angry at you?
I didn't have one. Mine, when we did it in here, the balloon was just pink.
And you would gutted.
That was
a straight pink balloon.
Yeah. When they come out, it was pink. Oh. I wanted the blue to come out.
And the problem for Fev was we were videoing this, so the balloon popped, pink went everywhere, and he was a man shattered. He was devastated.
Did you just hope you were colorblind? Please tell me that's blue.